You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Morena Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Excited to talk about Poor Things this morning, which has been cleaning up at the Oscars and has some pretty spectacular costuming in it. Have you just recently watched it?
I actually went and saw it when it first came out. And the costuming was the thing that kind of I thought was really wonderful about it because I don't understand the story at all.
That's fair enough. I'm yet to see it. You've seen it, eh, Stella?
I have. Wow. Cuckoo bananas.
The listeners are fans. We're getting a few texts. Also, we're getting a few texts from people saying the sea is still warm and it takes a longer time to cool down than the air temperature. So maybe we're just wusses, Stella.
Ocean fashion.
Yeah, there we go. Not quite winter wetsuit time yet. But what sort of makes the costuming and Poor Things sort of spectacular or significant?
I guess because it doesn't, you kind of like think, oh, it's Victoriana, but it's not.
Right.
So it's, you know, and the silhouettes are really extreme. You know, it's like massive mutton sleeves, which is, you know, mutton sleeves are definitely Victoriana, but these are like, there's one scene where she's in a wedding dress and it's like a meter around per sleeve. So they're ginormous balloons.
Wow. That's amazing.
I really liked that dress.
I know that you struggled with the plot, but could you give us a summary for those who have not yet watched it? So a spoilerless summary, if possible, about what is Poor Things all about? I'm sure people have seen at least the poster or the trailer maybe, but what is the film about?
Well, see, I went and saw it and I didn't read anything about it beforehand, so I had no idea what it was going to be about.
Okay.
It's based on a 1992 novel by Scottish author Alistair Gray, and it's set in the 1880s. And it's basically about a woman in that period who dies, and when she comes back, she has the brain of an infant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of, and then it's about her discovering life after that.
And she does discover it.
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay. That's
Bella
a bit
Baxter,
to intrigue me, I feel.
Yeah. Bella Baxter is played by Emma Stone. Duncan Wedderburn, who's the main male character, I guess, is Mark Ruffalo. And Godwin Baxter is William Dafoe, who is her dad, essentially. Mm. And, yeah, everyone's wearing great costumes, but hers are just unbelievable. The costume designer, Holly Waddington, won an Oscar recently, and she had done Lady Macbeth, 2016, and also the series The Great with Elle Fanning, if anyone remembers that
yes,
one.
Yes.
Which I was really addicted to. I love the costuming in that one as well. She didn't really have any reference from the director, Yorgos can you pronounce it?
I also stumbled a little bit on it this morning, but it's sort of one of those ones that I hope you can warm into across the day. Lanthimo, I think.
Yeah.
Yorgos Lanthimo, yeah. And I will take all criticism and feedback on 5395 to that one. Thank you.
So, yeah, she didn't get much of a reference other than she knew that the her hair was based on Egon Schiele, that painter. And so she had 4-foot hair extensions and her hair was black.
Did that get progressively longer over the film?
I feel like it did because I guess she was growing up. And this is what's quite interesting about the film. Like the cinematography, it starts off as like a hazy black and white. Mm-hmm. And then as she is enlightened, the colours get brighter. So the other reference he gave her was a pair of inflatable trousers.
Incredible mood board.
Yeah.
You've got Egon Schiele on the one hand and you've got inflatable trousers on the other. Perfect. What more do you need? What more needs to be said at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Surely and so that's pointing you in the absolutely correct direction.
It's so weird. And so they kind of said it in the 1890s. Mm. So it's a decade out. But he didn't want it to be like specifically Victoriana.
Right.
And he didn't want it to be specifically sci-fi either. So what it ends up being is almost a little bit like steampunk to me. But not the dark colours of steampunk. It's all kind of quite bright. Like, and they don't use traditional fabrics, so there's no, like, there's not a lot of lace or beading or trimmings.
It's almost metallic sometimes.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a lot shiny. Of plastic and latex. And she, like, at one point she wears like a yellow raincoat that is called the condom. It's like based on a condom, apparently.
Fantastic. The moodboard's expanding in more and more exciting directions.
I guess I'll read you this quote from Vogue. "The effect is wondrous and discombobulating, both accentuating Bella's otherworldliness and confirming her to be a heroine far ahead of her time." And what's cool is that she starts off as effectively a toddler, so they put her in, like, quilting and seersucker, like, puff sleeve baby doll dresses, bloomers and nightgowns, but like toddlers, you know how, like, you dress them and then all of a sudden there's clothing missing?
Yeah.
So she's a bit like that. So she'll
Where
be
are
wearing,
your shoes?
Yeah, so she's walking around in bare feet and underwear, but then the top is like a proper, you know, top sort of thing. Mm. And then she kind of discovers sex, and then if the colour comes in, and so there's like diaphanous skirts, crop silk jackets, this bright coloured raincoat that's yellow, and like flesh coloured blouse. And it so it's kind of really like it goes with the story because you're not really sure what's happening. And there's one point where she's travelling and she's wearing like silk shorts with like a blue Victorian bolero with ginormous mutton sleeves. And it's almost like a Disney character. You know how Disney characters wear blue and gold together, which is not something you'd normally wear?
Yeah, unless you are literally Cinderella or something. It's a very specific colour palette going on.
The one
I keep getting caught on is the lobster tail that she's got in lots of the images.
So that's actually based on a Victorian like bustle that you normally wore underneath underneath your skirts. But they used, I think they used paper, like a paper to make that corset, and it is true to the...